弟兄姐妹，大家晚安。
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
非常荣幸我今天能够来介绍我们今天晚上非常特别的讲员。
Very happy to introduce our speaker tonight.
因为我刚刚问了文牧师他过去的经历，因为还不太清楚，他越讲我就越肃然起敬。
So I just talked to Dr. Hans Wilhelm about his past, and the more I heard, the more I became interested.
是一个一生全部献给宣教的一位非常令人敬佩的人。
And he's given his life to the Lord and for his whole life.
文牧师他是在贵州出生。
He was born in Guizhou, China.
他的小学是在湖南念的。
He went to elementary in Hunan.
所以他从小就喜欢吃辣。
So he likes spicy food.
他说很喜欢吃辣。
He likes it a lot.
他在中国大陆过了十九岁。
So he was first 19 years of his life he lived in China.
然后呢，他就回到美国到 UCLA 去念书。
And then he came to the United States and went to university at UCLA.
之后他就到台湾做宣教士。
And then he served in Taiwan as a missionary.
在台湾的时候他遇到了他的另一半 Alice.
And then that's where he met his wife, Alice.
他在台湾待了十年的时间。
He was there for 10 years.
所以明天应该有台湾的风味小吃，对不对？
So we'll have some Taiwan taste or treats tomorrow during the cooking contest.
对他来讲也是很家乡味啊。
So it's very like home cooking for him.
那文牧师他有两个孩子，有四个孙子孙女。
He has four adult children and four grandchildren.
Two adult children and four grandchildren.
Four grandchildren.
Okay, four grandchildren, right?
No,
他之后1966年到巴西去宣教。
So he went to, as a missionary to Brazil in 1966.
在1972年的时候回来。
And then came back in 72.
在美国的他的宣教工厂工作，机构工作。
And then he served with, a missions organization.
他在1982年到德国去做宣教士。
And in 82 he went to Germany.
然后蔡慧又猜他1987年到非洲。
And then in 87, he went to South Africa.
在1991年的时候回到美国。
And then came back in 91.
文牧师他跟我们敬爱的毕义书长老，就是我们 CCIC 这个会堂的 founder 之一，毕义书长老，他现在已经到天家了，是一起创立 CIM 这个宣教机构的。
So he and Clarence Pai, who was, together they formed CIM together.
所以对我们来讲，这个文牧师的一生是非常精彩的一生。那我们请 Eugene 帮我们做一个祷告之后，我们来听文牧师给我们今天晚上的信息。
All right, let's pray. I want to pray for Hans, who's got a little cold. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this weekend where we can spend a little extra time to hear from your word and hear about the Great Commission and your calling for each of us to go into the world to share the gospel where we can. God, may you call each of us to proclaim Christ wherever we are, to give you glory in our life. And we pray that you would speak to each of us this weekend, that you would open our minds and our eyes and our spiritual eyes and our hearts to you.We pray for our speaker, Dr. Wilhelm, and pray that you would give him strength this weekend. You would give him strength to his cold and the chest cold that he has. And we pray for his wife, Alice, and ask that you would be with her as she is also not feeling well. May your peace be upon him, and may your peace be upon us as we hear and hear from your word and be encouraged to proclaim the gospel. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.所以我们请文牧师上来。我们今天晚上翻译是方广弟兄，非常高兴他们。
I'm always delighted when I can come and speak here where there are Chinese not over in the English section.
我每一次到这儿来都非常的高兴，尤其是我在这边，这个中文部这边，而不是在英文部那边。
I was here exactly a year ago.
我正好是在整整是一年之前，我到教会来过。
But I just only had a short time.
但是很短的时间。
But tonight they've told me I've lots of time.
今天晚上他们告诉我，我今天有很多的时间。
A week ago, Friday night, I was in Cupertino CCIC.
一个星期之前，我在 Cupertino 的CCIC.
And we had a special seminar for married people.
我们有特殊的一个讲座，是关于那些已婚的人。
And they said you have to speak at least an hour and a half.
他们告诉我说，你至少应该讲一个半小时的时间。
And then the following morning, I spoke just to the men for an hour and a half.
结果呢，第二天早晨，我整整就对男士也讲了一个半小时的时间。
So maybe tonight I can speak 2 hours.
今天晚上我准备讲两个小时。
But if you get tired, you just walk out.
如果你觉得太累的话，你就可以自己走开。
It's always a great joy for me to be with my Chinese brothers and sisters.
对于我来说都是非常高兴的事情，能跟我中国的弟兄姐妹在一起。
Nearly 90 years ago, my parents left Germany to come to China as missionaries.
我的父母是在几乎是90年前，他们离开了德国，到了中国去传教。
And that's why I was born there.
那就是为什么我在中国生的。
So, I really have Chinese citizenship.
我真是有中国的公民的这个身份。
Even though I don't look like it.
虽然我长得并不像。
But I have German DNA.
但是我的DNA 当中，基因当中有这个德国人的成分。
But I have an American passport.
我拿的是美国的护照。
And I'm glad you see all three flags here.
我很高兴这三个国家的国旗我都看到了。
Actually, four, because we lived so many years in Taiwan as well.
也有台湾的国旗，因为我在那儿也待了很久。
So it's something that I think is in my blood, it's in my mind, but more important, it's in my heart, my connection with the Chinese people.
在我的心里能够感觉到，在我的血液当中我也能感觉到。我跟中国人有一个特殊的联系。
My wife sends her greetings and she's sorry that she can't be here tonight.
我太太特地让我来带话说，很抱歉，她今天不能来。
She does not feel comfortable when she goes to some of the Anglo churches.
她当到去那些白人的教会的时候，她不觉得非常的舒服。
And I'll tell you what the reason is.
我告诉你，他的这个原因是为什么？
She said, when I go into these churches where they have these tall ladies, she always has to look up like that.
当他进到白人的教会的时候，总是有一些特别高的妇人，他要抬头看他们。
And then she gets her neck hurts, and then she has tiltung also.
他的因为这个，所以他的脖子就感到有些疼。
But when she's here with our Chinese sisters, she can look eye to eye.
当她到中国教会的时候，她不用抬高头，她就只能平视就可以跟大家交流。
And both of us, of course, have a very strong connection with Taiwan because that's where we met each other, and that's where we were married, and that's where our children were born.
我们两个人跟台湾都有非常紧密的关系，因为我们是在那边相认识，在那边结婚，而这边我们的孩子也在那边出生的。
One thing that Helen did not say because I did not tell her is that in 2 months we are expecting our first great grandson.
Helen 刚才没有跟大家讲，因为我也没有对她说。在两个月之后，我们会有一个我们第一个孙子。
But I'm seriously considering flying with my daughter-in-law or my granddaughter to Taiwan so that he can be born there.
我很希望能够跟我的孙女一起飞到台湾，在那边出生。
Because we've got to keep that tradition going.
我们要保持这个家庭的传统。
All right, tonight, we're going to talk about missions.
今天晚上我们要谈着大使命。
And this is one of the subjects that I'd love to talk about.
这是我一个非常愿意喜欢讲的的题目。
And tonight we want to look at the biblical base of missions.
从我们圣经的角度来看这个差团。
Tomorrow night I want to talk about something that I'm sure you will be interested in.
今天我们会讲的东西，我们相信大家都很感兴趣。
明天晚上。
明天晚上。
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Tomorrow night I will be talking to you about how missions have changed.
我明天晚上会跟大家分享这个差传这个东西现在发生了一些变化。
When my parents went to China as missionaries, they did things totally different than we're doing today.
当他们在那边传教的时候，他们做的事情跟现在完全不一样。
And I want to talk about 10 different things that are marking a new direction in missions today.
我要讨论到十个事项，对于今天我们的传教。
That's tomorrow night.
那是明天晚上。
On Sunday morning, I want to talk to you about the blessing it is when we catch the vision of missions.
我们在主日的时候，我们现在要我们的祝福，我们同时也要谈论到如何在我们的施工在传教当中来应用。
And the blessing is not only for us as a church, but it's also a blessing that we personally can receive.
这样的祝福并不是光光是对我们的教会，而是也是针对我们每一个人的。
I want to start with a question tonight.
今天我要先以问题开始。
What is the mission of the church?
教会的使命是什么？
I'm not talking about the work of the church.
我并不是讨论到教会具体做的事情。
I'm not talking about the various interests and activities the church is involved in.
我并不是讨论到教会当中各个样的活动和 program.
I want to ask the question, what is really the mission that God has given to the church?
我们要这样讨论的是上帝给我们教会真正的使命是什么。
There seems to be a lot of confusion on that.
现在甚至有很多搞不清楚的地方。
You ask somebody and he might answer like this.
你问一个人，也许他会这么回答。
He says, my goal in life and my concern is that Jesus Christ be glorified.
有些人他会讲，我生命的最大的担忧是要荣耀主。
That is what I live for.
那是我生命的意义。
That is what the church is really all about.
这是这教会存在的意义。
Somebody else will say, no, we need to worship God.
别人可能会这么说，他说不是，我们应该敬拜主。
We need to understand what it means to come as frail, sinful human beings in the presence of a holy God. We need to learn to worship Him.
我们真正的意思是在神的面前我们要看到我们的罪我们来敬拜他。
A third person might say, no, it is really the task of the church to help us all grow up.
也许我们应该教会真正的意思是帮助大家能够成长。
We need to grow strong in our Christian life. We need to know the scriptures. We need to increase in the knowledge of God.
我们真正的意义是让我们属灵上有增长，让我们对圣经更多的了解。
Somebody else yet will say it's our responsibility to be obedient to God.
有人会说这是我们的责任，要服从神。
If a church does not obey God, it has never understood its purpose.
如果一个教会没有服从神的使命，那么失去了它的意义。
And still others say, no, it's the task of the church to proclaim the gospel.
其他人会说，教会真正存在的意义是把好福音传出去，宣教。
But what is the mission of the church?
那我们教会真正的使命是什么呢？
All these other things that I've mentioned here tonight, they are all part and parcel of something that we all need to do.
刚才我在前面的提到的这些都是我们教会的意义，但是那其中的一部分，整个意义的一部分。
Yes, we're here to worship a holy God.
我们是应该真是崇拜我们的神。
Yes, we are here to glorify Him.
我们要荣耀神的名。
Yes, we're here to be obedient to each of His commands.
是的，我们要在神的使命面前要谦卑。
But what is the mission of the church?
但是我们教会真正的使命是什么？
These statements are not contradictory.
这讲些东西并不是自相矛盾。
They're all part and parcel of something that unites them all together.
这他们彼此之间有一些连结的地方。
And you see, when I talk about the mission of the church, it all depends on what kind of a view we haveOf the task that God has given us to do.
当我们讨论到教会的使命的时候，真正是要看到神给我们的交给我们的任务，各项任务。
We can look at different things from different perspectives.
我们会从不同的角度看到不同神的呼召。
If the church looks inward, it sees its own need of growth in the faith, growth in the Word of God.
如果教会从内心来看的话，能看到他自己成长的灵命上成长的需要。
And the church needs to look inward to understand what it means not to remain spiritually babes, but to grow up in Christ.
教会真要是从往里面来省察自己，来看到不再是成为一个属灵上的婴孩。
When a church looks upward, it always looks at that God that has created us.That requires our absolute worship and honor.
当我们在往上看的时候，我们在看到神交给我们的这一切是如何应该做。
And we want to be obedient to Him in every way possible.
我们真是在他的面前要遵照他的旨意来行他的愿。
But when the church looks outward,
当我们来往外看的时候
，then it sees a world that is lost.
我们看见这个世界在失丧。
It sees people that are walking in darkness and they need to see the light.
我们看到这个世界走在这个黑暗中，他们需要光。
So when we talk about the mission of the church,
我们讨论到教会的使命的时候，
it's not taking the inward look.
这并不是说只是从里面看。
It's not even taking the upward look.
并不是从外在的看。
It's always looking out.
这是应该总是向外看。
And unfortunately, many, many churches,have done the first and the second, but they've never looked out.
但是很多的教会只是看了第一步和第二步，没有看到第三步，也就是往外看。
And it's the mission of the church always to have that outward look, to look for men and women who are lost without Christ.
教会的使命就是往外看，看到那些失丧的人。
So the church always has to look at itself as...Not only a company of redeemed people, but also a redeeming company.
并不是讲的说这个我们这个教会是一个是让人有救赎，而是要被救赎的。
In other words, we have been blessed. Now we pass on that blessing to others.
也就是说，我们已经得到了那个祝福，同时要把这个祝福传给周边的人。
And when we talk about the Great Commission.
当我们要看到这边的使命的时候
，We're talking about the final command that the Lord Jesus gave to His disciples.
我们要看一下耶稣最后给那些使徒的命令。
He says, "Take that outward look."
要往外看。
Look at the world.
看看这个世界。
Look at the fields.
看看我们这个工厂。
Look at the people that are lost.
看看那些失丧的人。
And you make disciples of all these nations.
你要让所有的这些人成为你们的使徒。
It was after the resurrection.
这是在耶稣升天之后复活之后。
Two men were walking from Jerusalem to a little town called Emmaus.
这里头有两个人，他们正在往耶路撒冷走。
They had been followers of Jesus for several years.
他们已经跟随耶稣已经有三年了。
And as they were walking, their hearts were heavy.
当他们跟神一起走的时候，他们的心非常沉重。
If they were not crying on the outside, they certainly were crying on the inside.
如果他们表面上没有哭的话，但是他们的内心是在哭泣的。
The one that they thought was the one that would redeem Israel, he was gone. He was dead.
他们曾经想，那么耶稣基督是拯救这个耶路撒冷的，可是他现在已经死了。
And as they were walking,
当他们走的时候
，a third person joined them.
第三个人加入他们。
They didn't recognize him.
他这两个人没有认出这个人是谁。
But he saw their cast down faces and he said, "What are you? Why are you so sad?"
这第三个人对他们说，看到他们非常情绪非常的不好，问他们说，你们为什么这么伤心
？And they looked at him in surprise and said, "Don't haven't you heard the news?"
他跟他讲。难道你是那唯一一个没有听到这个耶路撒冷发生拿撒勒发生的这边事情的吗
？And they talked about the death of Jesus.
他们讨论的是耶稣的死亡。
And then something marvelous happened.
有边非常意想不到的事情发生了。
This man who joined them was Jesus, but they did not recognize him.
这第三个人加入他们当中行走当中的是耶稣他自己但是他们没有认出来他
Until he opened their eyes
直到他们最后这两个人张开自己的眼睛的时候
And you know we cannot understand the scriptures until God opens our eyes
你们知道我们如果不睁开我们的眼睛属灵的眼睛
And in Luke 24:45 we have a great verse
我们看一下24那边有个非常好的经节
Luke 24:45
在路加福音24:25
45节 Here it says Then he opened their eyes so they might understand the scriptures
于是耶稣开了他们的心窍使他们能够明白圣经
There are two keys to having our eyes opened.
这有两个原因，他们的眼睛没有真正的睁开。
And that's what Jesus was doing with these two men that were walking.
这也就是说，耶稣跟他们两个人一起走发生的情形。
He said, "Didn't you know that all these things that were said about Jesus had to have to happen to him.
难道你们不知道吗？在经上讲的，关于耶稣的事情将会发生。
And then he began to tell them about what the scriptures was teaching.
他就开始对他们讲圣经当中讲的那些。
And he says he began with Moses.
他最初跟摩西在一起。
And he talked about the prophets.
带出了那些先知。
And the Psalms.
跟那个诗经当诗篇里面也讲到的。
And he talked about how all of that, what was written in the Old Testament was already predicting what would happen.
加同也讲到说，在旧约当中曾经预知他的到来。
They did not recognize it.
他们并没有认出耶稣自己。
And then when Jesus was in their home and broke the bread, all of a sudden their eyes were opened.
当他们耶稣跟他们走到家里把饼拨开的时候他们开始认出来
And he disappeared.
然后他马上就消失
了 These two men ran back to Jerusalem.
这两个人赶快跑到耶路撒冷
And they met with the other disciples.
他们跟其他的那些使徒在一起
And they said, "We have seen Jesus. He's not dead. He is alive."
他跟他们讲说耶稣他没有死我们看见他了
They wouldn't believe him.
其他的使徒不相信他。
And then all of a sudden Jesus stood right there.
突然耶稣又出现了。
He says, "Yes, it's me."
他说是的，那就是我。
And they were afraid.
他们看到之后非常惊慌。
They thought it was a ghost.
他们以为是鬼。
Jesus said, "Do you have something to eat?"
他问他们，你们有没有东西可以吃
？They brought him a fish.
他给他鱼。
And he ate.
他吃了鱼。
They said, "You know, ghosts don't eat."
他说鬼是不吃东西的
But he ate with them.
但是他跟他们一起用餐
He showed them his hands.
他把他的身收出来给他们看
He showed them his side.
看他们的肋骨
His feet.
他的脚
He said it is me.
他说那就是我，就是我。
And then Jesus did the same thing with the disciples that he had done in the afternoon with those men.
他也是讲同样的话，跟他们在下午的时候跟那两个人说。
Again, beginning with Moses and the prophets and the Psalms, he told them why the Messiah had to come and die for them.
他又重复再次提到摩西，再次讲到先知，再次讲到诗篇当中提到的经节。
But he added one more thing.
他又多讲了一个。
That the scriptures not only say that Christ had to die in order to redeem them from sin, but that this message had to be proclaimed to others as well.
他又讲，他说，并不光是耶稣基督要死和复活，说更重要的是要把这些福音传出去。
And I am fully convinced of this one truth.
我真正的相信这里面的真理。
That if we only take a look at our own lives, have the inward look, we'll never have our eyes totally opened to what the scriptures really have to teach us.
如果我们总是朝自己看，但是我们就不能够看到神在这里讲到的往外看。
Because we have only used one key.
因为我们只用了一把钥匙。
And that key is to understand that Christ came for our salvation.
那个钥匙是告诉我们耶稣复活是为了我们的原因，为我们的救赎。
Christ died for our sins.
神耶稣基督死是为了我们的罪。
So that we could come to know him as Savior.
所以我们能够真正的明白他是那位救世主。
And you know, in some churches, that's all we ever hear.
有的教会这就是所有的他们讲到的。
But then there's another key.
这但是还有另外一把钥匙。
And again, it tells us that in chapter 24.
我们再一次看一下，在24章中提到的。
It says in verse 46.
在第四十六节，他这样讲。
He told them, "This is what is written."
他说，这是这样经上所写的。
The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day.
基督必受害。第三日从死里复活。
Now look at the next verse.
看下一节。
And repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations beginning in Jerusalem.
并且人要奉他的名传悔改，赦罪的道从耶路撒冷起直传到万邦。
Because what the scripture really tells us is that twofold truth.
这里经文里告诉我们的是有两方面的意思。
That Christ came to this world to die for us and our sins.
耶稣基督到这个世上来为我们死，是为我们的罪而死。
And only through him can we have eternal life.
只有通过耶稣基督我们才能够永生。
And what a wonderful thing it is when you and I discovered that key.
非常好的是当我们发现这个钥匙的时候。
I remember a young man in Taiwan coming to know Christ.
我知道有一个年轻人，他相信了主。
His father was one of the top generals on the island.
他跟随那些在台湾里的将军。
He was educated in England, so he was speaking perfectly English.
他是在英国受的教育，他的英文讲得非常好。
And his son was rapidly becoming just like his father.
他的儿子也这样的成长，就像他的父亲一样。
We met him when he was still in high school.
我们是在高中的时候碰到他。
And one day, Alice had an opportunity to talk to him.
有一次 ，Alice 有机会跟他讲到。
And when she explained the gospel to him,
当他讲到耶稣基督的事情的时候。
His eyes all of a sudden took on a new glow.
突然他的眼睛放了光。
He says, now I understand.
现在我开始明白了。
It's like I was walking in a dark room and somebody flipped a light switch.
就像我在一个黑暗的屋子中黑暗的屋子中走，突然有人把灯打开。
He says, now I understand.
现在我明白了。
He had discovered that first key.
他发现了那第一把钥匙。
And that happened to you and me when we came to that same place in our lives.
这件事情同样发生在你我当中。
But you know, there's another key.
你要知道还有另外一把钥匙。
And that other key Jesus talks about here.
另外一个钥匙耶稣在这里讲到了。
He says it's important that Christ died and rose from the dead.
这是非常重要的耶稣基督死了而复活。
But then he says there's another thing.
这是另外一个事情。
And that's, we need the second key for that.
另外一个钥匙是。
He says, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins must be preached to all the nations.
他这里讲的我们的救赎而且是都要把这些都要传到四方。
So that when we understand that the call and mission of the church is to spread the gospel to those who have never heard, then we have understood that second key.
神对我们的呼召对教会的呼召是真是把这个福音传出去这也是另外一把钥匙
because the word of God from the very beginning all the way through has that dual theme
从圣经的最开始就停止一直在讲那个两条线
the gospel is important for our lives to change us and to save us
那个福音到我们生活当中来改变我们来救我们
But that same gospel must also be proclaimed to the world.
同样的福音也要传出去传到地极
You know, as when I looked at this passage, it says Jesus began with Moses and the prophets and the Psalms.
在这里呢我们看到他这里耶稣讲到开始从摩西从先知讲到诗篇
I wondered,What did Jesus teach them?
我在想耶稣到底讲了什么
I wished I could have walked along with them to listen to how he was talking about Moses and missions.
我真是希望我自己当时也在跟他们一起听他如何讲述摩西的。
Moses and missions, Isaiah and missions, the Psalms and missions.
他里面讲到摩西的他的使命然后讲到先知的那些使命讲到那些诗篇当中讲到那些使命
We never think about that, do we? We never think about
我们从来没有这么想过
When we think about the Great Commission we says there are about three or four verses in the New Testament
我们当时传到传福音的时候我们想到的是三四节圣经是从新约里出里面的
and they come at the end of the Gospels
而且他是在福音的最后到最后面才看到。
When Jesus is going to all the world and preach the gospel.
当耶稣到各个世界各个地方传福音的时候。
And then some will say, oh yeah, there's also Acts 1:8.
这我们讲到也在使徒行传的一章八节。
Where he says, you will receive power after the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses.In Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth.
当那个福音传到我们的时候，同样也要传出去，让传到世界各地。
But then, when you say where else in the Bible does it talk about missions, most people say, "I don't know."
那耶稣圣经当中其他的什么地方强到传福音呢
？And you know, I started to think, what did Moses have to tell us?
我们开始就想这个摩西是怎么跟他们讲的
What is the biblical basis of missions? Is it just based on a few little verses? Or is it a theme that runs throughout the entire book of the Bible?
我是在想摩西是如何是就只讲了圣经当中的几个节呢还是说整个一个篇章都在讲述着如何传福音
You know, I think where it began was Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
真正开始的是从创世纪书一章一节
What does that say?
他说什么
In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth
最初神创造了天地
You see, what does that have to do with missions?
你们会问 这跟我们的传福音有什么
It has everything to do with it
这实际上它是传福音的实质
It says God is the creator
上帝那是创造者
Everything that he has created belongs to him.
所有他创造的东西都属于他。
Everything that he has made, he will retain power and sovereignty over it.
所有他创造的东西他要掌控这些。
And God is interested in everything that he has created.
上帝对他创造的东西他永远保持着感兴趣
That's what Genesis 1 says
这也就是创世纪一章一节所说的
This world belongs to him
这个世界是属于他的。
Every single person belongs to him.
世界上所有的人都属于他的。
And obviously, if everyone belongs to him, he loves them all.
当然，所以属于他的东西，他深爱。
He's interested in their lives.
他们对他们的生命感兴趣。
And so God wants them also to be saved.
他们希望每一个人都被得到救赎。
He wants the message to go out.
他想把这个好消息传出去。
And so what was the first thing that God did?
第一件事，神做了什么？
He told man, he gave him a command.
他告诉男人，所以说他给他命令。
He says, be fruitful and multiply.
就要结果子，然后增长。
I want this world to be peopled with lots and lots of people.
我希望这个世界有很多很多的人。
Because I want to pour my love out on as many people as I can.
然后我会把我的爱会倾倒在他们当中。
That's the heart of God.
这是就是神的心。
He loves them all.
他爱所有的。
So God says, bear fruit.
神就说让你们结果子。
And man did.
人确实这么做了。
But man rebelled against God.
但是神反叛了神。
They followed the example of Adam and Eve.
他们跟亚当跟夏娃一样做了他们同样做的不该做的事。
God had given them laws to obey.
神给他们的律法让他们遵守。
But they broke those laws and they said, we know better.
但是他们打破了那个律法他们认为自己做得更好。
And then what happened?
你们知道下面发生了什么
?God sent a flood.
神就把洪水在
And the people were all killed except one family.
所有的人都被淹死了只剩下一家人
And then when Noah came out of the ark,
当诺亚从那个方舟里出来之后
God said the same thing to Noah.
上帝跟诺亚说
Be fruitful and multiply.
跟他说多结果子
Fill the earth.
增长把这个世界充满
But you know, people, again,did not want to fill the earth.
但是人并不是想这么做。
They said, no, we'll stay together.
他说我们还是都聚在一起。
We don't want to go into other parts where we're separated from the people where we're living.
我们不想到其他的地方从那些我们熟悉的地方。
And they said, something that will hold us together is to have a project.
让我们能够真正能够让我们聚集在一起的是让我们找一些事情来做。
We'll build a tower.
让我们盖一个很高的塔。
It will occupy all of our attention.
这样把我们的注意力都集中在一起。
We'll all stay together.
我们都待在一起。
We're going to be a happy family.
我们在一起就是一个非常幸福的家庭。
But that's not what God had said.
但是那并不是神的旨意。
He says, fill the earth.
他说充满这个世界各地。
But they didn't.
但是他们没有这么做。
So God, in his infinite wisdom, came up with a wonderful solution.
但是就因为神他 无限的智慧他又找出了一个他自己的解决方法。你知道是什么
?He created languages.
他创造了语言。
A marvelous invention.
这是一个非常惊人的创举。
All of a sudden, these people that were working together there, they couldn't understand each other anymore.
突然那么一起做工的人彼此之间不能够了解别人讲什么。
This man that was building that wall, he said to the other guy, give me a brick.
其中一个人跟另外一个人说请你拿一块石头给我。
The guy brought him a bucket of water.
另外一个人给他端了瓶水。
He says, what do you mean bringing water? He says, are you stupid?
他说你怎么给我端一杯水难道你蠢吗
?And pretty soon they started to fight.
我相信他们很快就开始了争执。
And if people don't understand you,
如果人彼此之间不能够交流
you begin to avoid them.
你就会疏远他们。
And so they started to scatter.
从那开始人就开始分散。
Wasn't that a marvelous thing?
这是一个多么奇妙的事情。
See, at that first time, they only spoke Chinese, but now they had to learn English and German and other languages.
以前他们只说中文现在他开始不得不说英文和德语。
You know, the same thing happened again in the New Testament.
在新约里当中同样发生的事情。
When all the disciples and Christians were there in Jerusalem,
当那些所有的使徒聚在耶路撒冷的时候
they had a marvelous Christian fellowship.
这是一个非常让人非常喜悦的一个聚会。
They shared their lives together.
他们彼此分享。
They ate together.
他们在一起吃
they worship together,
在一起崇拜
But that wasn't God's idea.
但是那并不是神的。
He says, you'll be my witnesses, not just in Jerusalem, but in Judea, in Samaria, even to the uttermost parts of the earth.
你要为我做见证，并不是在只在耶路撒冷，要到其他的地方，到地极。
But they wanted to stay.
但是他们还愿意待在耶路撒冷。
So what did God do?
你知道神做了什么？
He allowed a persecution to come.
看着宗教破坏就开始了。
And all of a sudden, Christians were killed.
突然之间，基督徒被杀害。
They were imprisoned.
他们被关到的监狱。
They were beaten.
他们被打。
And pretty soon they started to scatter.
他们开始也逐渐的分开。
They left Jerusalem.
他们离开了耶路撒冷。
They went to Samaria.
他们到撒玛利亚。
They had a big revival there.
在那边有一个新的 再生
and then the whole missionary movement was started right from there.
从那里那新的一个 传教的一个高潮开始。
We don't have to go very far in history to remember what happened.
我们不必要造回顾很久的历史来看到这一点。
When missionaries left China in 1950,
当传教士在1950年 离开中国的时候
They had been there for about 100 years.
他们在中国已经待了100年。
And at that time,
在那个时候
they figured that there were about 700,000 Chinese Christian believers.
在那时候大概有70万的人 ,70 万的基督徒。
After 100 years.
在100年之后有70万个。
Then the communists came.
那时候共产党来了。
What happened?
什么事情发生了？
There was great persecution.
这很大的迫害。
Many dear Christians lost their lives.
很多的基督徒为此丢掉了生命。
Many pastors were imprisoned, some were martyred.
很多的牧者被关到的监狱里头，甚至为主殉道。
What happened to the church?
教会会怎么样呢？
Started to grow.
教会开始成长。
And in these last 60 some years,
在过去的60年中，
the church in China has exploded.
在中国的教会开始蓬勃的发展。
There are more Chinese believers coming to Christ.In China than anywhere else in the world.
在中国的基督徒的人数已经开始比在其他的地方的人数更多，增长的人数更多。
And now we can easily say there are well over 100 million Chinese believers.
大概现在有一千万的基督徒在中国。
With persecution.
一亿的。
Okay, you got the 一亿 right. Yeah. Tremendous thing. See, when God says, fill the earth, he means it.
当神跟说把这个地都充满这是他真正的让我们做的。
And what a blessing it is to see Chinese believers now getting a missionary vision themselves.
让我们庆幸的看到是中国的基督徒也看到了传福音的这个使命。
You know, Chinese have a great heart to reach out to other parts of the world where Western missionaries have not been able to go.
中国人有一个特殊的心有神的呼召到有一些地方其他的西方的传教士不能去的地方。
And you might have heard of the Back to Jerusalem movement.
你们大概听到过回到耶路撒冷这个运动。
Where Chinese believers say, we want to reach those peoples from these different religious groups that are so difficult to reach, we feel that God wants us to reach them with the gospel.
这里面他说中国的宣教士让愿意派那些基督徒到传达到那些很难传到的一些国家来传讲神的福音。
So Moses writes us all about these things. Moses.
摩西他讲的这些事情都是关于这些。
No doubt he talked about Abraham.
他讲到了
And we'll talk more about Abraham on Sunday.
我们会在星期天的时候会讲到亚伯拉罕。
But God wanted other people to be blessed as a result of Abraham's witness.
我们神这里看到通过亚伯拉罕，神要来通过亚伯拉罕，神要来祝福他们。
Then he turned to the prophets.
然后他讲到那些先知。
And the prophets are filled with verses that tell us about that great mission that Israel has to teach, to bring the light to other nations.
他这里也讲到了那些先知通过神的话语来讲到通过以色列人把这个福音传到其他地方去。
And they refer again and again to the time when all the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God.
他这里也同样讲到说，因为神的原因，在神的荣耀被传遍了世界各个地方。
And again and again we read even in the prophet Isaiah saying,Look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth.
以赛亚书也这边讲到，因为我的原因，我要把这个福音传出去。
For I am God and there is none else.
在这里讲到，我是那位神，这没有像我的。
You read through the book of Ezekiel.
我们在那以西结书在里面也看到。
And there are 65 times it says,So that they may know that I am the Lord.
这有64章中，在以西结书中提到说，因此他们能知道我是那位神。
See, when you have a mission-minded thing in your mind,
当你有一个传福音的这个理念的时候
，you begin to realize the scripture is filled with references to missions.
你在那圣经当中能看出到处都在讲这个提到这个使传福音。
But you have to have the key.
但是你要有那把钥匙。
If you don't have that key, the Bible does not say anything to you about it.
如果你并没有掌握那把钥匙，圣经里你看不出来。
But once you look at the world from a perspective, your reading of the scripture will take on an entirely new meaning.
当你掌握了这个钥匙了之后，圣经里面那些章节就有些新的意义在让你能够看到。
So we find in scriptures these passages.
把这个圣经中重新细读来。
The same thing is true in Psalms.
在那个诗篇当中也曾经讲到过。
It says, "Declare His glory among the nations."
向整这个世界宣教他的名。
His marvelous things among all the people.
他的做奇妙的事情，在所有人当中做奇妙的事情。
And I want to challenge you when you read the scriptures.
我给大家一个挑战。当你在读圣经的时候
，Look and see what it says about the world that God wants to reach out to in love.
让我们找那些经节，看那些里面讲到神让我们如何来传达这些福音到世界各地。
So, what is the mission of the church?
那我们真正教会的使命是什么？
God says the church is there for one purpose.
我们教会成立是为了一个原因。
That the salvation message of Jesus Christ be proclaimed in all the world.
让耶稣基督这个福音能传遍世界到达地极。
And to the extent that a churchrecognizes that calling.
到一个程度，每个教会都能够明白神的这个呼召。
Will that church be blessed by God?
让每个教会都因此受到神的祝福。
Now, what is the gospel that we are to preach?
我们传的福音到底是什么？
The gospel is Jesus.
这个福音的本身就是耶稣基督他自己。
Everything about the gospel can be wrapped up in that one word.Jesus.
所有的福音真是就可以用一句话来说，就是耶稣基督他自己。
Because he's the answer to all of life's problems.
因为他是解决世界上所有的问题的一个关键。
He's the only one that can provide salvation.
他是唯一那位能够提供救赎的主。
That apart from him, there can be no other way out.
除了此之外，没有其他解决的办法。
But,
但是
that gospel must be preached.
但是福音必须要传开。
If the gospel is not preached, how can people hear about it?
如果你不讲述福音的话，别人如何听到？
And so what must our response be?
那我们的回应是什么？
We must say, if that is what God's purpose, that what God's calling is, then we must have a part in that.
如果我们知道那是神向我们的呼召，神让我们做的原因，那我们就应该这样去做。
Where do we go?
那我们去哪里呢？
Into the whole world.
到世界各个地方。
Now, I want you to notice something.
我让你知道有一件事。
The world is not just out there.
这个世界并不是说在那边很远的地方。
The world is right here too.
这个世界也包括我们周边。
And we cannot hide behind the fact and saying, well, I'm not going to be a missionary somewhere in some other country.
也许我会说我不想作为一个宣教士到一个什么其他国家去。
Wherever there is someone without Jesus Christ, he represents a needy field.
如果在任何的地方有人不认识耶稣基督的话，那个地方就是有需要的。
And that is a place where all of us can get involved in.
那就是那个地方我们每一个人都可以参与的。
And all of us who have received that marvelous conversion that God has given to us, we now have a responsibility to pass on to others.
我们知道我们每一个人都有亲身经历的那个因为福音的原因有很大的改变，我们要同样的事情把这传出去。
A number of years ago,
几年前
I was in Africa.
我在非洲。
And a lot of our work had to do with leadership training of pastors.
我做的很多的工作是给那些对牧者给他们进行训练。
We were in the country of Zambia.
我在藏比亚。
And at that time there were many refugees that had come in from Mozambique.
有很多莫桑比克的难民到那边。
There was a civil war raging in that country.
当时在那边有内战。
Many Christians had been killed.
很多基督徒被杀害。
Others had fled with nothing that they had, just their lives.
他们有些人到处的逃亡，没有任何东西，只是逃命。
I remember this one pastor's conference.
我们在有一次在聚会的时候。
There were 400 pastors for that one week of meetings.
这当时有400个牧者在一个同样的会议当中。
And we were giving them some biblical training and leadership.
我们在那边给他们一些属灵上的教导和训练。
And among other things, one of the things that we are emphasizing was the importance of missions.
当时我们的其中有一个很重要的主题就是说宣教的重要性。
And every day for several hours, I would teach these pastors about the importance of Africans assuming their missionary responsibility.
当时我在跟他们教导说如何是在非洲那边宣教士的使命是什么。
I said the evangelization of Africa is not the responsibility of the American Christians.
对非洲人的救赎并不是美国人的责任。
It is dependent upon African Christians reaching out to save their own continent.
是非洲基督徒自己的责任来让福音传开。
At the end of that conference,
在那次聚会之后，
a young pastor came to me.
有个年轻的牧者走到面前。
He had fled from Mozambique into Zambia.
他从莫桑比克逃到藏比亚。
All he had was just the clothes he was wearing.
他所有的就是他穿的这件衣服。
His wife was there.
他的太太在他身边。
She had a little baby in her arms.
手里抱着一个婴儿。
And that baby was cold because it was cold climate there.
那个婴儿身上非常的冷，因为那边的天气很冷。
She didn't even have a blanket for that little baby.
那个小的婴儿身上并没有被裹着。
And one of the missionary ladies gave her a sweater, something she could put on the baby.
其中有一位宣教士拿来衣服给他铺在那个婴儿的身上。
And this man had been put into a camp for displaced persons.
他们这个牧者被抓起来放到一个单独的监狱单独的地方。
And there were many other African people from Mozambique also there.
这有很多从莫桑比克的其他的人就也在那边。
And so that pastor came to me and he said, I was deeply moved in my heart.
这位牧师跟说，他说我真是深受感动。
He said, I know we need to do something for our African people.
我知道我应该做一些为我们非洲人做一些事情。
But he says, what do I have?
但是我现在有的是什么呢？
And he said, I was crying last night, Lord, what can I give? What can I do?
昨天晚上我哭泣，我在跟神讲，我说我有的是什么呢？我能做什么呢？
And then he said, this morning I got an idea.
然后今天早晨他跟我说，他说我有了主意。
And he reached onto his arm.
他把他手伸出来。
And he took off a watch.
他把手上的一个表摘下来。
This is the watch.
这就是他当时脱下来那个表。
It was ticking, but,
当时还在走。
It was, the armband was broken.
但是那个表带子已经断了。
And he said,
他说
I want to give you this watch.
我要把这块表送给你。
That's the only thing I have.
这是我唯一有的东西。
I looked at the man and I looked at the watch.
我看看他，又看看表。
And I thought,
我在想
I don't need a watch. I've got a watch myself.
我不需要一块表，我已经有了。
And he said to me,
他说
oh, it's not for you.
他说哦，不是为你的。
I said, what am I supposed to do with it?
那我应该拿这块表做什么呢?
He says, I want you to sell it.
我让你去把它卖掉。
And then take the money you get for it to help others to go out in places where I cannot go.
我希望你把卖表的钱用来支持更多的宣教士到那些地方我不能去的地方。
And that will be my contribution to missions.
那就是我对宣教士的一点贡献。
You know, I did not have a heart to tell him, nobody will give any money for this.
我真是没有勇气跟他说，没有人会出钱买这块表。
I read his heart.
但是我明白他的心。
And I thought to myself,
我跟我讲，
who is the real missionary?
谁是那真正的宣教士？
Here I come from America.
我是从美国来的。
There are lots of people praying for me every day.
很多人为我的这个行程来为我祷告。
People are supporting us with finances.
很多人来支持我，在经济上来支持我。
We have all the clothes we need.
我们能有我们要穿的衣服。
We have a house to live in.
我们有地方住。
We have a car to drive.
我们有车可以开。
I'm the missionary.
我是那个宣教士。
But compared to this man,
但是跟这位人跟他比起来
He is the real missionary.
他才是真正的宣教士。
He gave me this watch because that's the only thing that he really had of any value.
他之所以给我这块表是因为这是唯一在他身上有值钱的东西。
And I said to him,
我对他讲
I'll take that watch.
他说我说我可以接受。
He was so excited.
他非常的高兴。
I've never sold it.
我从来也没有去试图卖它。
Because to me this is priceless.
对我来说这是无价的。
But I've told that story in other places.
但是我还讲另外一个故事在其他的地方。
And God has used this little watch to raise thousands of dollars for Africa.
神就是用这一个破碎的表来为非洲筹募到很多的金额。
And what a blessing it has been that this man's little old watch has produced the opportunity for many, many people to be reached.
就是因为这块简单的表就是得到了神的祝福就因为这个原因福音传到更多的地方。
See, God looks at the heart.
神看我们的心。
And he wants to know where do we stand.
他想知道我们的心在哪里。
Do we look only at the problems?
我们是不是只看到问题?
We say we are not gifted.
告我们,我们没有恩赐。
We don't have that calling.
神并没有呼召我。
You know, when I read the Bible, I don't see much about a calling for missions.
当我看圣经的时候,里面并没有真正提到一些呼召去传福音。
God just gives a command.
神而是说来命令大家。
He says it's not just for a few people.
他说并不是几个人该做。
It's for every Christian.
这是每一个基督徒的使命。
That God can give that opportunity for people to reach others with the gospel.
神给这样的机会，让通过我们每个基督徒把福音传出去。
And it begins right here at home.
这是从就在我们身边开始的。
When I was at UCLA,
当我在 UCLA 的时候
，God called me to be a missionary overseas.
神呼召我，让我成为海外的传福音的这个。
I did not want to leave America.
我并不想离开美国。
Because I felt here was wonderful opportunities to preach the gospel.
我感到这里边有很多好的机会来讲福音，传福音。
But God says, no, are you willing for you to give me your life so you can go somewhere else where you've not been?
神跟我讲说，你愿不愿把你的生命放在传福音这件事情上？
And I wrestled with that.
我挣扎了蛮久。
And finally I said, Lord, yes, I'll do it.
是的，神，我最后说我去做。
But then when I was back for my last year at UCLA, I asked myself a question.
但是当我回到 UCLA 的时候，我再一次问我问题。
Here we have a big campus.
我们在 UCLA 是一个很大的学校。
Thousands of students who do not know Christ.
上千的学生并不知道耶稣基督。
And I asked myself the question, whom have you led to Christ here?
我得问我自己，你在你身边有几个人是由你带领信主的？
I couldn't think of anyone.
我想不起来一个人。
I said, God, I cannot be a missionary overseas if I can't be used of you right here at home.
我对我自己说，如果我不能够在我自己身边都做这些传福音的工作，我就不能成为海外的传福音的。
I said, if I can't even do it here where people all speak English, how can I do it in some other country?
如果我不能让我周边这些说英文的人让他们听到好的福音，我怎么能做到其他的国家呢？让别人知道。
And my heart was restless.
我心里忐忑不安。
And finally, I came home from one of the classes, and I came to the little room where I was living.
然后呢，最后有一天晚上，我到我自己的卧房。
And I opened my Bible and laid it on my bed, and I kneeled in front of that.
我把我的圣经打开，放在我的床上，我跪倒来祷告。
I said, Lord, I need to have an answer for this question.
神啊，我真是需要有一个答案。
Because I cannot and I will not leave unless you allow me to bear fruit right here at home.
我不会离开，而且我一直要等到我要在这边能同样结果子，在我的身边结果子。
And it needs to begin right here at UCLA.
要在从UCLA 本土这边开始。
And then God gave me a verse.
神就给我了一个章节。
From Genesis.
From 创世纪。
Chapter 18.
在第十八章
This is where God makes a promise to Sarah, the wife of Abraham.
这就是上帝给亚伯拉罕的妻子
And he said to her,
他跟他说
A year from now, you will have a son.
一年从现在开始，一年之后，你会有一个儿子。
When I read that verse,
当我读到这个时候
God was saying to me something.
神可是跟我讲的是另外。
He says you're going to have a spiritual son.
你将会有一个属灵上的儿子。
And I said, praise God, that's wonderful.
太好了，感谢神。
I'm going to have somebody that I can lead to Christ.
太好了，我终于有了一个人，我可以让他带他到主面前。
Two days later.
两天之后。
I was in the cafeteria at UCLA.
我在饭厅里头，在 UCLA 的饭厅里。
And there were a lot of people there.
那有很多的人。
And I got my plate and I sat down at a table.
我拿到了我的餐，然后坐在我的桌子旁边。
And pretty soon another student came with his plate.
另外一人端着他的盘子也坐过来。
He said, "Sorry, there are no other seats available. Can I sit across from you?"
对不起，其他地方没有了，我可以坐在你的对面吗
？I said, "Sure, sit down."
当然了，你坐在我前面。
I've been waiting for you.
他说我在等你。
And I started to share the gospel with him.
我开始为他分享。
I knew God had brought him.
我知道是神把他带来的。
And the wonderful thing, half an hour later,
半个小时之后
This young man bowed his head and he said, Lord Jesus, come into my heart.
在半个小时之后，他在神面前祷告说，神哪，让你进入到我的身里。
I need you.
我需要你。
Oh, my heart was overflowing.
我的心是那么欢畅。
The next day, I was going to my car in the parking lot.
第二天，我到我的停车场去找我的车。
In those days, you didn't have to lock your cars.
在那个时候，你必须要把你的车锁上。
It was an old car. I always left it open.
不需要把那个车关上。
The car was an old car.
那个车非常的旧。
And so it didn't make any matter about keeping it open.
就即便是都打开的那样子也没有什么太大的关系。
As I was walking to the car, I saw my friend sitting in the car.
当我往那边走的时候，我看到我的朋友坐在那个车里。
And I looked and he had brought somebody else.
他带来了另外一个人也在那里。
And so I came and he says, Hans, I want you to meet Chuck.
Hans, 我希望你认识一下 Chuck.
And he says, Chuck, this is Hans.
Chuck, 你看这就是 Hans.
And then he said to me, give him the works too.
然后他说赶快跟他讲让他也找点事做。
And the guy looked at me and he says, yeah, I want to have it too.
他说是我也愿意要。
So we shared the gospel with him.
所以我跟他也分享福音。
And he responded.
他也做了回应。
And that was just the beginning of the best senior year I've ever had.
这是恰恰整整开始在我这个最后几年在大学当中的最好的一段时间。
I was doing missionary work right then and there.
我就是这样子在那边做宣教士的工作就在那边我身边。
And when we get this idea,
当我们得到了这个主意
not only do we need Christ, but we all can share him with others.
我们不光自己需要别人也需要也跟别人分享。
Then we have discovered the twofold key.
就我们知道了发现了第二两层的这个钥匙。
That the Bible talks from the very beginning.
圣经从开始就讲述这个。
You need a savior.
你需要一个救世主。
And you need to share the savior with others.
然后你要把这个救世主分享给其他别人。
My time is gone. I've gone over time.
我时间已经过了可能超了。
But I wanted you to realize that missions is not the invention of some people.
我要大家知道传福音并不是某些人的创造发明。
It is something that was in the heart of God from the very beginning of Scripture, all the way through Scripture, you read about the theme of missions.
可是这是神放在我们的心里从最初圣经当时就教导就是这样的一直都在。
And with this new perspective,
从这个新的一个角度来看
I trust that God will create a hunger and thirst in your hearts to become missionaries no matter where he sends you.
我相信神会把那些饥渴的心放在你们身中放在你们当中不管他把你们送到什么地方
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word.
感谢在天上的父对你的话语我们献上感谢
It tells us very clearly what your desire is for our lives.
它清楚地告诉我们你对我们的愿望是什么。
And Lord, we want to listen to that voice of the Holy Spirit.
神啊，我们愿意听那圣洁的声音。
And we want to be obedient.
我们愿意谦卑下来。
And if you have listened to God's word tonight in your heart,
如果你今天听到了神的信息。
And God has given you a message.
如果神给了你这样的信息。
And if God has burdened your heart for something that you never had before.
如果神给你这样的负担你从来没有的负担。
Will you right now say to him, Lord Jesus, I am willing to obey you.
我希望你们大家可以说耶稣基督我愿意遵从你。
I want to be a fruitful Christian.
我要一个愿一个成为结果子的基督徒。
I want to be the one that shares that gospel message with somebody else.
我希望成为一个基督徒是跟别人分享的一个基督徒。
And I'm going to ask you today that you will pray that before this year is over, God will have given you the joy of leading someone to Christ.
我们在这里祷告，希望在今的一年当中，你有一个机会能分享到，有机会分享福音给别人。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
阿门。